Early settlers made drinks called shrubs to quench their thirst through the heat of summer. Shrubs is a funny name for a drink because normally you refer to bushes, both large and small, as a shrub. So what is it? Let's find out. It's time for the Kitchen Garden segment on Real World Gardener. On the line, I have got Corinne Massati, founder of Gourmantic Gardens, also of author of a book called Grow Your Own Cocktail Garden. But it's not a one-off book. But first, I've got to say, welcome to the show, Corinne.
Hi, Marianne. Great to be back.
Yes, and it's great to have you back again because you've written a second book, which is called Shrubs and Botanical Sodas. So let's talk about that book.
Right. When you think of shrubs, you might think of, okay, it's a short woody plant that grows with several stems. But shrub is actually a drinking vinegar. It's a non-alcoholic beverage that's made from a combination of fruit, vegetable, sugar and vinegar, and you add an aromatic element like herbs and spices. It was actually invented like long before refrigeration, and it's as a means of preserving produce. So it's not something new that we're inventing right now. But it's a really delicious, refreshing, non-alcoholic drink that you can make from your garden.
Yes, shrubs were used by the early settlers to make drinks. Of course, they didn't have any refrigeration back then. So it was a 19th century drink, quite common in Australia, believe it or not. So what kind of vinegars would you use in a shrub?
There's all sorts of vinegars you can use, anything from your normal white vinegar, white wine vinegar, red wine vinegar. There's all sorts of different types that you would want to use. And also different types of sugars. So anything from your raw sugar to white sugar, caster sugar, demerara sugar, each one of those would give you, like, each combination of the sugar and vinegar with the actual fruit or vegetable that you're using would give you a different flavor profile. And that's what I show in the recipes in my book.
Now, I know some people take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar each day, but for me it sounds like, oh, is it quite acidic? Would it make my eyes water if I had a vinegar drink?
Well, that's why you have the sugar component. So what you end up with is a very balanced drink that balances the sweet and the sour element, and which you can drink as a non-alcoholic beverage. Or you can make it in, you can use it in a low alcohol drink or even in cocktails if that's your preference. So it's very versatile as an ingredient.
All right. So your book is titled Shrubs and
Botanical Sodas.
Botanical Sodas. And tell me exactly how is the book laid out?
So basically we've got three parts. The introductory part gives you an introduction to shrubs, what they are. Basically how they're made. So there's different methods of making them that I detail in the book. Then I go exploring the various sugars and vinegars that you can use and what sort of flavor profile they contribute. Then I move into the tools that you need to make shrubs and how to properly store them and how long they last. So that will give you the basics of the introduction to shrubs and what you can do with them. The second part has got 20 shrub recipes with step-by-step instructions. They're really easy to make and they cover shrubs that are sweet and savory as well. So there's a whole cross-section of it. And the ingredients that I use are all from the garden. So I'm talking here fruit, vegetable, herbs, flowers, and I also have Australian native ingredients in there because this is one of my passions, is to contribute, to add that element into the shrub drink. The third part of the book gives you drink recipe templates to make your botanical sodas, non-alcoholic drinks, or low-alcohol drinks, spritzers, and cocktails if you want to use spirits with them. So the idea here is to give you a template that you can use to adapt to make your own signature drink, if you like, from your own garden.
Okay, I was wondering, would you care to share an example of a shrub, say using, I don't know, a native ingredient of some kind?
Oh, you're asking difficult questions here.
Okay.
No. For example, I mean, I will use a generic one for example here. If you're using strawberries, for example, right? If you're making a shrub with strawberry and using a river mint, so you're using an Australian native herb to give it that flavour profile. So that's the kind of example that I'm talking about, is taking things from the garden, you know, that are easy to grow in most cases, and turning them into that shrub recipe.
Oh, okay. So you combine strawberries with the mint and some vinegar. Is that basically?
And vinegar and sugar.
Oh, okay. Right?
Okay. So there's you basically you're macerating the fruit or the vegetable in sugar first. And what that does, it actually draws out the juice and the liquid out of it. And then the next day you add the vinegar, which has also got that aromatic element in it, which is either a herb or a spice. And then you get the two together, and then they melt for a while in the fridge, and then after a while you strain them, and then you have your shrub drink.
I'm yet to make a shrub, so which would be the first one that you would recommend, and which vinegar would you start off with?
It all depends on all the recipes in there have got different sugars, different vinegars, because I have paired them with the fruit and the vegetable. Right. So it's not just like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm making like a strawberry shrub. I mean, OK, I'll take the shrub that I made on Gardening Australia, because that drink was a shrub. OK, so for that particular one, and I had to put that in book because it got me on TV. So that one has got the strawberries and the rose geranium. Right. So strawberry and rose geranium. OK. And with that one, I use the caster sugar and the red wine vinegar. Okay, so if you were to use, say, apple cider vinegar, you're going to get a different flavor out of it. If you were to use a brown sugar, you would get something else. So what I've done with all the recipes is I've paired them to what is actually best for the fruit and the herbs and spices that would work best for this particular. And some of them are savory. So I've got a savory shrub there, like a couple of savory, more than two, actually, a few savory shrubs in there that you can use in salads and you can use in, you know, marinades and that sort of thing. So there's a whole lot of different ways of using it. So there's not, no, it's not just like one way of doing it and, you know, off you go sort of thing. And also if you, with citrus shrubs, there's a whole different process compared to the other process, because it's, you know, you've got the citrus juice and you've got to get, you know, you've got to get the oils out of the skin first and all that sort of thing. So it's all detailed, step by step. It's really easy. You know, I tell people, if you can actually basically cook, even if you can know how to make a stir fry or something, you know, you can make a shrub. It really is very, very easy. You know, it just takes a few days. That's all.
Yes, you have to prepare in advance. You can't do it, oh, I want one today. It won't work.
But what I want to point out that there's so many advantages to making shrubs. And the main one is that it is a sustainable way of preserving your excess produce. So whether it's from your edible garden or whether you find that, you know, you bought some fruit and veg on special. And there is no need to use your best fruit. In fact, if your fruit is ripe, an imperfect fruit is ideal to use. And the whole process of shrub making, the solids that you end up with, they can be consumed. So you're looking at a zero waste process. Okay, so let's just say, you know, the strawberries that you use in that particular shrub, you can use them to actually make, you can use them in recipes, you can use them for desserts, you can use them with ice cream. So basically what I go through as well in the book is for each of the shrub recipes, I give food and drink suggestions, because that whole element of having a zero waste process is quite important to me.
So I was going to ask a question about what is the difference between a shrub and a botanical soda.
Okay, no, that's a good question, actually. Shrub is actually the drink that you make out of your fruit and vegetable with your vinegar and sugar. Botanical soda, for example, the best way to describe it is you take a small measure of that shrub, and which is made from botanicals, and then you add soda water to it over ice and garnish to your heart's content. And that's your botanical soda. It is really very easy to make. Of course, there are variations on it, which I give you in the book, that you can use. And it's actually quite a refreshing drink to have at, you know, any time of the day. And also, if you're a non-drinker, or you have people who are non-drinkers or designated drivers that come and visit, it's really ideal to have shrub in your fridge that you can serve when people come. And the good thing is it does have a long shelf life as well. Some of them can last up to 12 months.
Oh, that's a good thing too. Yes, indeed. So where can people access your book, Corinne?
So you can get that on my website, thegourmanticgarden.com/shop, and you'll see the book there, Shrubs and Botanical Sodas. It's available as a digital download, so you get it in a digital PDF format, which you can save on your laptop or on your phone or on your tablet. All my books are available as digital downloads because of the sustainability angle that is very important with what I do.
Great. Well, that's certainly interesting. And I'm hoping that people listening will be downloading soon. Thank you so much for sharing your information about your book, your latest book, Shrubs and Botanical Sodas. Sounds wonderful. Thanks, Corinne.
Thanks, Marianne.
Real World Gardener, bringing you informative topics about gardening and the environment with Marianne Cannon.
And that was Corinne Masati, founder of The Gourmantic Garden. In the drink world, a shrub is a concentrated syrup that combines fruit, sugar and vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is the most common base for shrubs, and herbs and spices are often added to create interesting flavour combinations. If you have any feedback, why not email us at realworldgardener@gmail.com or write in to 2RRR PO Box 644 Gladesville, New South Wales 16 75. Still to come.